You send signal, you listen for an echo. At the first splinters, you run to tell Geppetto. And in the worst winters, the whole thing feels untenable. Crow took me by the shoulder and he told me, honey, don't let go.
Nobody feels the honey. You are just fearful.
Rose to the edge.
Chapter 4. Chapter 13, from Bro's POV. Dirk would be useful down there in the motors, helping you fix what those hapless morons fucked up. He would be, but you have both decided that he would be more useful standing guard over the guys your littlest bro took on. If he happens to stand close enough to the staircase to hear some of what is happening up there, that's a coincidence. You'd send him for backup, but he'd land straight in the middle of occupied territory, free to be strafed at will from all sides, by pirates and allies attempting a counterattack both. Of course, if the staircase didn't lead straight into occupied territory, you'd have found some awesome reason why his delicate little hands are the only ones that can do the work you're currently doing, and gone back up yourself. But it does, so you didn't. You haven't. Not yet. You have something important to do here. It's useless to kick them all overboard if you end up stranded and they can pick you off at leisure. Dirk doesn't move much, but you have his exact pose burned into your mind, and when you emerge from the motors again, you see his head tilted like he heard something. You click your tongue. He glances at you. Thuds. And then, check your pester chum. Lalonde Sr. is updating the battle in real time. Bless her heart. What she sees of it. They're leading an assault. Jesus, you need to be done here so you can go up and help. The morons fucked things up more than you thought. More than they probably planned to, because they needed to fix the thing once they had it in their power. And this wasn't going to happen without run-of-the-mill tech. And what if you can't get it working? What if they fucked up the satellite internet too and you can't even call for help? And you'll be drifting here until your kids die of thirst. Dave and Bird gone listless, and Dirk pretending to be fine until he keels over and... Mind fuck, Dirk says, terse and displeased, and you blink. Explain, you bark. You're busy, and if you don't pay attention to your hands, you will lose a finger or three. You want Bird not to feel so bad about being maimed, but not to the point you're ready to maim your own self to lead by example. Troll mind powers. Never felt this one exactly, but one like... It's messing with our... The shutter is telltale. Dirk doesn't know if it's affecting the both of you. He's drawn a front about the way it gets to him. It's a reasonable assumption. What if they're dead out there? What if you finally get out from under this stupid motor to see blood dripping down the stairs? What if you're Dave's... See what you mean. It's not even unreasonable, maybes. How would you know? They're assaulting pirates without you. You are not there. The way the thoughts keep coming back, though, forcing themselves in Technicolor to the forefront, no, you're more disciplined than that. You think you hear a gunshot, muffled, almost inconsequential, and you're eeling out, you're barking, go! And Dirk goes like an arrow, like either he read your mind or he was about to do it no matter what you said. You're not far on his heels. You burst out into the light to see them all dancing, and the steel you had armored your heart with recedes. You let yourself be terrified. Now it's over. Deep down below where no one will ever notice it. And you go up to Bird and give him the eyebrow over that ass grope you totally didn't notice. The end for now.
I know you lost the bet, you had to catch your breath, but when the worst relents, you learn to live on less. You learn to live on less, you learn to live on less, you learn to live on less. You duck some, you take some square. Your luck runs out, you're there in midair. But when the big one comes, you'll know by the snare. You can't be too careful, ignore all the scarecrows. Time flies like the crow does. No regard for the grid. I can't ask you to show love, but would it kill you if you fail? Time flies like the crow does. No regard for the grid. I can't ask you to show love, but would it kill you if you did?
Nobody feels the harm. You are just fearful.
Close to the edge.
If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback, both for myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening!